It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt. I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Goulet. Welcome to the Aristocrats radio program. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Sonic Boom.
Steven.
Hey.
And Kevin.
Zero gravity jizz.
Is awesome.
Don't wear makeup.
How about the Niners winning the Super Bowl?
Damn. I hope that's accurate.
Something else.
Wow.
Colin Kaepernick breaking records entire game.
It's not 10 days from now.
No. CWERadio.com. I'm sorry, I muttered a little bit. CWE.
Do we still have the boss with us?
CWB.
He's in there.
He's not mad? He didn't quit?
No, he didn't quit on us. He didn't rage quit the chat room yet.
I really think he should change it to Entertainment Clutch and Wiggle.
Yeah?
Just so we can chant ECW.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
Ooh. Let's make our own radio station.
I don't know if I can eat Sonic.
Oh, come on.
Why?
I think I'm just going to fucking fall asleep.
I'm just
going to
go
show.
Get it and go home.
Yeah, seriously.
Matt, how about you go get it right now and bring it back? And we'll finish the last 20 minutes of the show.
Negative.
Eating food.
As usual. So what's going on, guys? It is Thursday, the 7th.
Yeah.
February. I can't believe it's the 7th already. It feels like the 2nd.
And it's already spring.
We get it. Wow, that Punxsutawney Phil was right.
Who?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Is that from Groundhog Day?
Well, that's the Groundhog.
Staten Island Chuck.
Yes, and Staten Island Chuck.
What I hate
it about
be this
like
whole
Staten
Groundhog
Island
Day
Salvatore
bullshit.
Or something.
Salvatore.
Seriously.
Don't Staten Island Sal.
Yo.
I see my fucking shadow.
Salvatore Sincere.
I'm
check that shit, yo.
I'm Garbage Island Sal.
See, what I hate about this whole Groundhog Day gimmick is
What could you possibly hate about a holiday where a groundhog peeks his cute little head out and looks to see if he has a shadow or not and predicts the weather?
Can I
no,
answer
No, he doesn't. And it's spring is always the same amount of time every year.
That, next thing you're going to tell me.
That's the calendar spring, not the actual.
I look at my calendar and it says spring starts today.
Determined
always.
By the groundhog.
March 21st.
The foremost authority of when fucking winter ends and spring begins. And by the way, he believes in ghosts.
Thank God.
That was going to be my next comment.
He sees the shadow, he thinks he's a fucking ghost.
And he goes back into his old goddamn hole. His
of the
dirty
last
fucking hole.
And by the way, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
So we only have two more days, Matt, until we're in the ring.
Until what?
Until you're what?
Until we're wrestling. Two more days.
Oh, that thing.
So you coming there?
Ooh.
Where is it?
St. Joseph.
St. Joseph's
Where's
School
St. Joe?
In
You've been there before.
Keyport. Oh, Keyport.
You've been there before.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going there.
What the fuck, Dick? It's Nicky Ocean's last match.
Nicky Ocean's Ooh. Last match ever.
Ever.
Isn't he like 14?
I mean, he was when he started.
I think he's getting
and it doesn't feel like that long.
And now he's like 16 and he's retiring.
There is a likely chance that there will be a 14-year-old wrestling there.
Okay, now complete shoot. Wow. Come on. Why is he retiring?
He's moving on to greener pastures.
What is he? What?
He's well, getting is married. He
look.
Yeah, I know. So why is he quitting wrestling?
This is just what I heard.
Okay.
He didn't tell anybody that he was announcing his retirement till the show where he announced his retirement
because he knew no one would care.
Well, no.
Damn.
No, a lot, I mean, I posted about it on Facebook, and a lot of the fans are responding and saying that it's a shame that they can't be there to see his last match, whatever. from what I had heard, somebody sitting next to his bride-to-be said that she was, because she didn't know that he was doing this either, she was incredibly excited and was
happy that he was?
Yeah.
So he fooled not only the boys, but he fooled the girl too, because I gotta bring it to her. It's probably a work.
well, I being that he's a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Ours.
Well,
Kevin's
collectively.
He was a very instrumental part of me being in wrestling.
Sure.
Very instrumental in me coming back.
I wrote a very nice thing about him on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
And I shared it.
Yeah. Hold on. Anyone who has been to NWS, read a result, looked at a picture, etc., knows Nikki Oceans. Nikki has been a mainstay and dedicated the past few years of his life to the company, sometimes doing up to 3 matches a show.
Wow.
He is one of the best on the indies today. Nikki has decided to move on from wrestling. His last match will be February 9th at St. Joseph's School in Keyport,
New Jersey.
Come out, bid farewell to one of the best independent talents to grace a wrestling ring. That's what I wrote about him.
Did you also include a list of people in the business right now who would be nothing without him?
No, I didn't.
It's a lot.
That
actually is
would
a lot.
Be a lot. Yeah. To which I got a response of, I saw your Facebook post. That was really nice. Thank you.
Wow.
So basically, gee, thanks.
Yeah. Well, then I responded to him. That's typically the response when someone gives you a sweater as a gift. he then wrote on his own Facebook something along the lines of, "I'll be back." You know.
Yeah. Well, and I put hashtag repackage, hashtag gym dedication.
So basically, he's going to take a year or two off.
So basically, he's leaving because
he's got to settle in.
So, so he's.
Do you have a cat sound there too? Why don't you just play Sable's music?
Right. I know.
Do you have the sound of a leash being tied to balls?
Oh wow! Loud. So yeah, okay. So Nikki Oceans is leaving us.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, sure.
I am the best man in his wedding.
You are.
And wow, you know how hard it is to plan a fucking bachelor party.
I'm in the wedding party.
Ted's Tavern.
I was trying to actually get a trip together to Montreal. True story.
Montreal.
Until
we got to meet up with the Hearts.
Until I realized the hardest part of
go in the dungeon.
That's
roll around a little bit.
Calgary.
Actually, he's been.
I don't know where the fuck he lives.
Nikki Oceans has been very vocal about wanting to go to Canada.
The only thing is, I don't know how many people are going to have
because pot is legal there.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
No,
I'm
it's
sorry,
not
legal. But it's tolerated. Not,
yeah, that's it. kind of like black people in America.
They're kind of like Jews in Germany now.
What?
These are horrible. I'm 6.25% Jewish.
Well, look, I'm gonna put it out there right now. I'm not going to Canada. So if he wants to go to Canada and everybody else go and have a good time, it's fine. Then I'll throw like a barbecue for him.
Rampage is a no show. Yeah, why don't you just have a barbecue at Steve's like you always do?
Marks is because I can't do that
because I need my buddy to get really fucked up and have titties in his face. Yeah,
and
before.
I need and
well,
I,
if you do it at his house, you'll have Jamie.
Oh,
what?
What?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
I do though. I did let the best man know.
Okay,
that one way or another, since I didn't have a bachelor party like real one. I'm getting a blowjob too.
Dude, I like barely knew about Steve's wedding.
Now, why didn't
and Matt was in it?
I know.
I barely knew about it. It was like, oh, I'm getting married next month.
Oh, by the way, Matt, buy a tie because tomorrow we're doing something.
Yeah. Matt, by the way, one of my favorite pictures from my wedding was actually a picture of you with your middle finger up my nose almost.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked like I was smelling your finger.
Steve, how come you
didn't? That is an awful picture. It really,
Steve,
it's just awful.
How come you didn't have a bachelor party?
I wasn't.
Because his.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you were behind the controls.
Okay. Because his best man was the fucking worst man.
Yes.
Would that be Steve number one?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has absolutely no ability to plan a bachelor
anything.
Party whatsoever.
Or he had no ability to be. If I could rewind time, I'd have a new bachelor, new best man.
Who would that be?
Well, no. I mean, if we're going back to that time, 2004.
I was there.
Are you? Yeah, you'd be in the wedding party.
I was available.
he just made the same face the mope makes when he's running the ropes.
All right, if we're going back to 2004.
Yeah.
9/5/2004. Mm-hmm. If I could rewind time.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, let me go back there.
Derek, you would be in the wedding. Derek,
you would eliminate Steve number one from the wedding party. Then
no, from the earth.
No. I would let him in the wedding party still, and Derek would be in the wedding party.
Yeah.
And obviously, Kev, this is obviously you weren't around in 2004.
Yeah, I was.
Matt, you'd have to be best man now.
You were dead.
Damn.
But the only thing is, Matt. Wow. I don't think Matt can pull off planning a bachelor party.
Why not?
Because you can't get me titties and a blowjob.
I can do anything.
Okay, well, then you're up. Look, me and Jamie are going to renew our vows.
What, on really? On the 10-year?
Well, I mean, that's not planned, but we do want, yeah, maybe on the 10-year.
Yeah, next year.
Let's go to Vegas.
Yeah, next year.
And you get to redo bachelor party.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can finally get my sperm swallowed.
What? Wait, say that again. Hold on. Say that again exactly how you just said it.
I can finally get my sperm swallowed.
My sperm swallowed.
By Ryan Reynolds.
That was exactly. Ooh. Ryan Reynolds.
He said he can make anything happen.
Right. I can do it. I'll make it happen.
If not him, someone looks just like him.
Isn't he gay? Didn't it finally come out that he's gay?
No.
I've never heard that before.
Isn't he still
with
Scarlett Johansson?
Sorry, I was wishful thinking.
She's such a weird hot.
She is a weird hot.
It's like you look at her. She looks like somebody that was in your high school.
Yeah.
But you're like, but she's hot.
Well, she actually does kind of look like someone we went to high school with.
Well, she did go to high school.
I know.
Stop it.
I know on Saturday we brought up Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I got to see.
I'm a believer.
Fine. There was a website where they were doing side-by-side pictures, and you had to guess whether it was Bieber or
some chick.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
No. I know there's a website that has... what is it? Lesbians that look like Justin Bieber,
oh,
I
nice.
Think.
Can we get that? Can we see that?
Scarlett Johansson is Jewish, so that might be why she looks a little weird. All right, guys?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, and Clutch brings up a good point. It
Tell
is
Clutch
Black
to get
History
off
Month.
Twitter, by the way, and just focus on
it,
us.
It is Black History Month right now.
Oh, it is. Ooh. And congratulations, Derek.
Well, then I would like to quickly honor a great black in history. Kamala, you got a job.
Kamala,
did
the footless wonder.
The footless wonder.
Dude, I tagged with him months before he was foot removed.
He did.
Really?
Against me.
Against Kev and Jay Silver.
Jamie Silverberg of the 2.5 Wrestlers podcast.
what happened with Kamala now?
He lost his foot.
No.
So I'm sorry. Lesbians who look like Justin Bieber .tumblr.com.
Okay.
And as you can see, they are all lesbians.
Huh.
And they look like.
Now, are they trying to Justin look like Bieber? Bieber?
I don't
Okay, that one is Bieber.
That is. Like, that has to that be. Okay.
I don't think so.
No? I see a little. I don't know if that's a peck or a titty.
It's a little slight.
A pecker or a titty.
No, look, they're sideburns. That has to be
Justin
buds.
Bieber. He's got little
no,
buds.
No, that could be hair grown down into the shape of sideburns.
I don't know. And that's just a straight up dude.
Yeah, but the fuck? That looks nothing like Justin Bieber.
What are the captions saying?
Of lesbians.
Aren't they just all.
I can see that, but doesn't look like Justin Bieber.
All right.
That looks like Tony Hawk with hair.
All right, that's got to be Justin
that's
Bieber.
Just,
that's just flat out Justin Bieber.
I don't know, man.
That's just Selfie. Chill Will.
Okay, see, now there's a comparison.
That is a good one.
That is a picture of Bieber. I've seen that one before.
Yeah, oh. And he's DTF.
All right, that's definitely Justin Bieber.
That's definitely Photoshop.
No. The one left to it is the lesbian. Yeah.
They're starting so young.
What's the site again?
Lesbians who look like Justin Bieber .tumblr.com.
Slash Derek.
Slash EDU.
Slash Derek.
Y'all motherfuckers can play along.
All right, Black History Month, and Kevin wanted to point out something about Kamala.
Did I ever tell you guys the Kamala story I had heard about him getting blown by a rat?
A rat, as in a ring rat, not an actual rodent.
No.
Like Splinter or a fucking dirty girl.
A filthy hua.
I will suck your diabetic cock.
A filthy hua that hangs around wrestlers.
I don't know
if he had the diabetes at the time.
Well,
but I heard the story in an interview he did where he was saying that kayfabe was still a big thing, and he was told not to break gimmick while with the rat. He gets left in a hotel room with the girl. And he's just ooga booga and slapping his belly.
Oh my God.
While she blows him.
No!
Yeah.
Yes!
did he have what's his name with him? His handler?
He said, get
some Kamala pictures up, man.
He said they got put in the room together, and then he was left alone with the girl, but he didn't break kayfabe.
I can't believe what I'm about to do right now. I'm about to fucking. I still have Shakira up from fucking Saturday.
Yummy.
I'm about to Google Kamala over Shakira. <right here. laughs> And I actually have to put, like, wrestler at the end of Kamala to make sure that I get pictures of him.
Yeah.
Here we go. Kamala. What do we want to look at here?
Kamala my ding dong.
The one where he's got his hands on his belly.
Do you have
that's
one,
the one.
Do you have one of right, just no. his rotten foot?
All right, now. Picture that without the loincloth and just some little southern chick missing her teeth, sucking on his wang.
Now, Kamala was recently
rumored to be going into the Hall of Fame.
He was offered, but he had not accepted yet. Do you think he's still angry over the fact that at SummerSlam 92, he only received $13,000 for the match, while he insists The Undertaker received $500,000 for the same match?
No, I think he's a...
Here's a picture of Kamala.
Oh, my God. That's the show picture.
It's a little more recent.
Yes.
Is that Kamala's foot?
Oh, my God. It fell off.
All right. I'm going to... take this off.
For those who are unaware, Kamala, the Ugandan giant, lost, I think at this point it's both feet to diabetes.
God. Both?
Yeah.
Both?
Kids aren't listening.
So now the peg leg's gone too then.
Peg leg?
The wooden arr.
Now, Kamala's one of those guys who, for the last 30 years in wrestling, he has not changed.
You know what? He was the nicest dude.
Kamala, I've heard he's very nice.
Kamala, the Ugandan stump.
Wow.
He just talked like a big black man.
Hey, what's up, brother?
It probably didn't help that not only did he have diabetes, but he would wrestle barefoot.
Yeah.
Those feet get kind of sensitive when you have to beat us.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Guy I fucking can't stand with Kamala here. And I'm not talking about Skandar Akbar. The fucking missing link. Did anybody else hate this guy?
Huh?
As a like little kid, Mark?
Yeah, man. Link was always trying to save Zelda, and he was.
Yeah.
I actually have no idea who that is.
The missing link. He only did headbutts, and not like JYD did like the fucking crawling headbutt shit, which I also couldn't stand as a kid. The missing link, if anybody watches his matches, you know, on YouTube, you'll know what I mean.
That's Dewey Robertson. Iron Mike used to talk about him all the time. He was a big fan of him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't know he had Iron Mike in studio. Hey, Mike.
Oh, hey.
Shit.
Two of us.
How you doing, Mike, ever since last time I saw
you? You know, I Don Leo Jonathan was a really talented athlete that I tried to model myself after. And Dewey Robertson, though, I saw him give him a blowjob in the locker room one time. And it was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
And then we went out and looked for Sasquatch.
Everybody talked about Hogan slamming Andre, but I saw the slamming of a lifetime. And then I went after the Sasquatch, and I blew him.
Wow. So, Iron Mike, you're kind of gay, huh?
No.
Just
no,
like,
it's not
just
like that in Canada.
It's not like that in Canada.
No. We aren't gay in Canada. Oh, just lonely.
So you just blow.
So wait a minute, Matt.
And cold.
Matt. What Iron Mike just said, okay, is that I could go to Canada.
Yeah.
And blow the Canadian Iron Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. Yeah.
Iron Ryan Reynolds.
Iron Ryan Reynolds.
And it wouldn't be gay.
Iron Mike Reynolds. Yeah, apparently.
So, yeah, I will go to Sean's bachelor party in Montreal.
Wow. Okay, I got that one time.
You have to say no homo.
Oh, no homo.
No
homo,
definitely. No, while you have the dick in your mouth.
Yes.
You
mm-hmm.
Wrong homo.
Fucking
what'd
Dewey
you
Roberts.
Say?
No homo.
I said, I want a gag, bitch. I want a gag.
Well, oh, my God. Remember when ECW had a guy who looked just like Kamala but wasn't Kamala?
Kamala 2?
Uganda.
Wow.
Yeah, Uganda.
They called him.
Kamala teamed with that guy, I believe, at one point. There was like two Kamalas. They fucking look exactly like
him. Who was the terrorist?
I don't know.
The terrorist?
Yeah.
I don't know.
911 chose them like five times.
Osama bin Laden?
Wow. No. Osama. ECW.
No. Am I on camera right now?
I'll put you full screen.
No, don't.
Oh, no, do it, do it, do it, do it.
No, I just fucking spilled drink all over me.
Oh, what happened?
I missed my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, I have to wipe up.
D-Man's all fucked up.
Derek, you are going out with us. I don't give a fuck what you say. You're going to live. That's fine. This guy's fucking Scottish. He can't even handle his Kraken. Fucking pussy.
Yeah, I handled my Kraken last night. Waka waka, stiff socks. Waka waka.
You all right, Derek?
I've been drunk since the last show.
And me too.
You don't understand.
I haven't left since the last show.
I know.
Okay.
You're still wearing the same clothes. So am I.
For anybody who's wondering, the terrorist in ECW is a guy named Kenneth Reinhurst. Also went by the name Jack Victory. I've never heard of him.
Jack Victory?
Yeah.
Steve Corino's Jack Victory. ECW.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't. He definitely wasn't a terrorist.
Your mother's a terrorist.
Whoa.
Well, this guy.
He was fat.
Jack Victory here. It definitely is not Steve Corino.
Not Steve Corino. Oh. Steve Corino had a guy who teamed with him named Jack Victory.
That's him.
Well, managed him. He wheeled him around in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So kind of like, So basically. Jack Victory's wheeling around. Come on.
Okay. So they brought this guy back from '98 to 2001 in ECW as Jack Victory. I really don't remember him. So.
All I know, and Matt was there, is there to fucking back me up.
Kenneth Reinhurst, Jack Victory, the blackmailer.
Russian Assassin 2. Okay.
Super Destroyer and the terrorist.
Sure.
We took choke slams like no other.
Sure.
Iron Mike.
We really did.
9-1-1 mm-hmm. said it himself.
He fucking, a hot dog flew out of your gullet.
Gullet.
I've taken probably like 7 choke slams from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And not one of them felt good.
No. And they were all fantastic.
No, I severely injured my elbow from 2 choke slams from 9-1-1, followed by 2 power bombs from Steve over the course of, 2 or 3 days? Those shows were, like, back-to-back, right?
All I know is that...
Or they were, like, Friday and Sunday or something.
All I know is I blew my sciatic nerve out on a choke slam from 9-1-1, and I couldn't shit for 5 days.
Just shook you up.
It fucking hurt.
Nah, I'm going back to Shakira over here.
Jack Victory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
Matt, is there any way, Mr. Producer Matt,
Jack Victory looks like Steve.
Me?
He's the one that's not bleeding.
I don't hurt me. He looks like Rhino.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey,
funny
is there
thing,
any
Rhino's
way
in
that you
too.
Can show people the 9-1-1 choke slam on me?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the chat room.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Cool.
Because I took a deadly fucking choke slam.
You want which one?
Maybe the... Matt knows exactly what I'm talking about by the sound effect, by the way.
That's the one from the brain cancer.
Yeah, same one.
Can I bring it up here so we have audio?
Yeah.
Is it possible? Is it on
I'll link it to you.
Right, link it to me and I'll put it up here on the big screen so everybody can see.
Did you just say nig screen? Though the one he did to that skinny wiener kid that I was tagging with.
That was brutal but not a good choke slam.
No, it wasn't a good choke slam, but I'm talking about the one over the ropes into the ring.
Yeah, that one where he like folded sideways as he came in.
And there was no bumping in the ring, by the way.
Yeah, that ring was stiff. And I put in work in that match that night.
Matt, I don't care what anybody ever says. Anybody in the history of wrestling.
Oh, boy.
We took the stiffest bumps training at Iron Mike's.
Oh, sure we did. I agree with that.
We wrestled in a boxing ring that was welded to the floor.
It was a converted boxing ring into a wrestling ring.
That's not good.
So you might as well have been taking bumps on straight up steel.
Was that his main ring?
That was, here's the funny thing, is that ring was actually better than the actual wrestling ring they had in the back when we first started.
Now, that was the Paphos ring, right, in the back?
No.
Allegedly?
Supposedly, Mr. Lucifer, who was a promoter in New Jersey for New Jack City Pro Wrestling, he said that the really good ring, the smaller one, which I don't know if you were there
in
for.
In the back.
He said that ring was Savage's ring. From like when he did training or something for guys in Florida.
And that was supposedly. In the back. Like there was the boxing ring when you came in.
Yes.
Then you go to the left and there's the main ring with his desk, Mike's desk.
Yep.
And then the back ring.
Yeah.
And the back ring was
We weren't really allowed back there for a while.
I was
long
there
time.
Once. We did a match in there.
And that ring might have been.
And it was very hard.
Okay. That was still the old ring then.
Yeah.
That
when
was
they got the
hard.
Actual New Jack City ring, that was like a fucking. bed.
It was like a mattress. It was amazing. But yeah. I was telling Kev about it. It was very small. Like if you were like
it was
6 foot,
14 yeah, by 14.
If you were tiny. 6 foot, you could like step over the top or open it. Like
I remember, it was tiny. It was high up, and it was very hard.
The ring itself. That's the old one. That was the old one that was very high up, and that thing was like bumping on the floor.
Yeah, it was really.
It was
tough.
Brutal. And
because I remember we practiced in the main ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great for everybody listening, but whatever. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, I don't give a shit what you want to hear. We're talking about
nobody
stuff
listens
here.
Anyway.
We're on a minute.
I just remember like. They were just like, all right, we're going to do like a triple tag match in the back ring. And I think I was part of it. And I just remember being like,
wow. Did you just say black ring?
You know, I'm not racist. I just remember being like, wow, this really hurts.
It was brutal.
It was
all
brutal.
I know is I got a blowjob once on the way home.
Yeah.
From wrestling school.
You told me you would never bring that up.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, Derek. That was a good blowjob, though. Thanks.
It tasted good. I'm not Ronald Reynolds, but...
You see Ronald like Reynolds?
Ronald Reynolds.
All right. I'm bringing up the 911 clips over here.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to find.
You going to send me a link or what?
I'm going to find the one. All right. So you want the one from.
Oh, we have two angles of
Derek's
the same
angle.
One.
You want Derek's angle of the. This one, Steve?
Huh? Yeah.
This is the one you want?
Yeah. My Insane Clown Posse shirt.
All right. Yes. Nice gear, Steve. It's probably. Yeah, nice gear.
What did you do with it? You exit out?
What happened?
You going to send me the link or what?
He exited out.
Oh, yeah, because I fucking played it in the web browser.
Where can I find this? Is this on your website?
I'm going to send you a direct link right to the video.
Please do.
I got to pee.
All right, I'll take my shirt off.
Welcome to my world.
Nice filler, guys.
I can't wait for
this. Seriously. Shot.
Oh, cool. There was
I can't believe that dip is still here from fucking Saturday.
I can't believe how you guys are honest.
I got to say, we know some really dumb sluts, by the way, because I just went to our Facebook page to send this to Derek. And these girls we went to high school with just posting pictures of themselves like, oh, it's so stupid.
That we went to high school with?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that you
good old JR. No,
that you guys went to high school
JR.
With.
JR.
She still posts pictures.
Oh, I'm not friends with her.
Oh, well. Yeah.
We never...
Didn't connect.
I gotta pee.
Hey, February 7th is the Independence Day of Granada from United Kingdom.
All right, Derek.
Is that today?
Finally. Yeah.
So happy Independence Day.
We're on the live video.
I'll drink to that.
All right.
For all our viewers at home,
this, huh?
For all our viewers at home, tell us what do you think? Rate this choke slam on 1 to 10.
But this isn't the one where I blew my back out.
I can show you that one, too.
Yeah, please. Find that one.
Okay, here it comes here. That's 911 and Steve. And?
That's almost a good foot off the mat.
Wow, those are some empty bleachers.
Well, you know what? You know what? To be fair, there's about 500 people on the other side of the camera.
Of course.
Derek wasn't quite in.
Wait, I did this?
Yeah, that's you.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember you filmed mine too, and but it didn't record somehow? It just didn't.
I vaguely remember that. Was this a show I was in, the Rumble?
You were in the Rumble, and then you filmed the matches. Yeah. That's real good. Real good.
Yeah. Matt, please find the one where I blew my sciatica.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever seen this one, Derek. You can actually see me grab my sciatic area.
Oh, yeah. He actually grabs his sciatic and then pelvic thrusts off the mat.
From the
feeling of pain.
I can't believe we go to wrestling school and then get up and I'd have to walk to the bus stop the next day.
Yeah.
For high school. It's crazy.
It's true.
Because remember the time I fucking twisted my knee off the drop kick?
Yes.
And I remember walking to school the next day because I was afraid to tell my parents I got hurt. I completely spun my knee. I literally saw it twist completely around.
All right, here's the next one. Dude.
Apparently, my parents didn't even know that I went to this school.
Well,
I brought it up once, and they're like, "We didn't know you did that." And I was like, "Oh shit!"
All I remember is my patella being in the back of my knee, and then the next day I was walking a school bus, and I'm like, I said to my sister, "I'm like, can you notice I'm limping?" And she's like, "Yeah."
This is the one.
So what are we looking at here?
This is the choke slam that basically put Steve on the shelf for like 7 years.
Wow.
Actually, this was a couple years before he left, but he. That problem lingered with you, right?
No, well, it lingered for a while. I couldn't shit for 5 days.
All right, let's check it out. Maybe. Oh, damn!
You got some height.
Now look. Some height. My hand's on my hip. Wow.
I think I see.
Look at me. I'm terrified.
It looks like Matt's selling more than you are.
Yeah.
You got up fucking high.
I did.
You got up high.
If you play it again and pause it, my arm is at full extension off of a 6'6", 6'7" guy.
Yes.
No, that was the
That's
one.
It's a little
actually.
Off. Jesus.
A little before, you mean?
Hold on. And no. Pause. There you go.
Actually, this isn't the one. There's one where I get full arm extension on him.
These are the only two that I have. I mean, other than there's like a double choke slam in this match later.
Yeah.
It's funny because like he was
but
just.
Look how high
he
I
was,
am.
He was only supposed to choke slam you. And then he goes, let me give you one, too, as he comes to me in the corner, because I'm, like, there, like, selling your choke slam. And then after he gives us each a choke slam, we're like, give us a double.
Yeah, we did.
And we took three choke slams from him in one match.
Now, just remember. Hang on, let me drop you.
Hang on. I wanted you to go back to that real quick.
Awesome.
I actually wanted you to go back to that real quick.
Okay.
Go top.
To the beginning.
The highest point you can get me.
That was the highest point.
Yeah, no, it was
perfect. The full army.
I was about to say.
So 911's
okay.
911's about 6'6", 6'7".
Wow.
So that
okay.
Means
so now his arm adds an extra how much?
Another foot. So your head, the top of your head, is about 8 feet in the air.
Yeah. 8 feet in the air in a ring that doesn't bump.
It was not bumping good. I hated this ring.
By the way, my gear ruled.
You basically look like the big boss man in the late 90s.
Yes.
Yeah. I was the
riot
boss
gear
before.
Boss man.
By the way, look how jacked my forearm looks.
It does.
Now, I instantly grab my hip.
Yeah, yes.
No. Instantly grab my hip.
Instant.
Pause him in mid-pop. Now. Wait.
His hand's on
Next
his
one.
Ass. And then.
And right there. Oh, my God. The
Dude,
shooting pain.
I was in so much pain. Now, I couldn't shit for 5 days. That's bad.
And that's Matt in the corner looking like a blow-up doll.
No!
And where's your choke slam, man?
You want to bring out too? Okay.
But, Derek, you don't seem to understand.
No,
I was eating normal.
I was videotaping.
I was eating normal. And my body wanted to shit.
Of course.
But I was in so much back pain that I could not flex.
You couldn't squeeze it.
My butthole.
I've been there.
Terrible.
That's just okay, there you go, Derek.
I got a
hello.
Ooh, hey.
That's the wrestling clip sound right
nudes?
There.
Yeah. Is it nudes?
I want to see nudes.
So then this is apparently right after what we just saw.
Oh, this clip picks up right where.
Picks up right after.
Mm-hmm. Now, I watch me praying. As
There's
as
the
he picks me
blow
up
doll right there. That is Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Space Borders
are
right. You're next.
Hey, brother. Look at that sweet gear.
Let me hit you one with one, too, brother.
Oh.
And I totally, my elbow was totally demolished. I still have no feeling.
In a
thumb-sized portion of my left elbow to this day.
You motherfuckers got to learn
to protect yourselves.
No shit.
Yeah, no, really. I fell on that elbow four
fucking
times.
Fucking greener than goose shit, you two.
Seriously. And I never did that. Never once before taking a chokeslam.
Now, I remember
before that
taping
ever.
This match.
Yes. You were.
I had the video camera. And I was actually in the back, right next to him, 911, whatever his actual name is.
This is not that show.
Well,
Al.
Okay. Another show.
Big Al.
Big Al.
The one Alvin. From the previous
AKA,
show.
A.K.A. Tombstone.
Whatever.
His name's Alvin.
I was at one show.
Simon.
And I was in the back, and he was right next to me, and I was videotaping.
Yeah.
I think I was taping, right? Do you have it?
You do have that on tape, yeah.
And I was videotaping.
If I have it, it's on the. If I have the copy of it,
and he's right next to me, and he's fighting with his like 7-8-year-old kid,
oversized 7-8.
Yes, he was big
oversized.
Kid. And I just remember sitting there with the camera, and I'm just like, I shouldn't be recording this. I don't think.
Yeah.
So I have somewhere. There's a tape of him yelling at his son right behind the curtain before he walks out.
Yes.
Did he hit him?
That's pretty funny. And they beat the shit out of him.
He had like an 8 or 9 year old son who looked like he was about 11 or 12.
Yeah, he was a big boy.
Give me my full height on the chokeslam, Derek, please, so I can mark to myself. Oh man.
All right.
But I pause it when I'm praying. Hold on, right here, and right there. I'm praying. Please don't chokeslam me. Choke slam.
That's about as high as you get right
now
there.
That's full arm extension.
Yeah.
Right there.
You're not higher than Steve.
Well, I was probably about 50 pounds lighter than Steve at the time.
The referee is more stoked than anybody.
Oh, yeah. Know? That's referee Fred Richards, also known as Fred Rubenstein, also known as like the New Jersey NWA card holder.
New Jersey NWA card holder, my buddies.
All right, let me throw you on your back here. Boom. Ooh.
And he didn't give me the lazy there, did he? Kev? Can you judge that? Did he give me the lazy choke slam or the...
No, he
looked like he gave me a little push on the way down.
That's full-on choke and slam.
But he did compliment us in the back afterwards and tell us that nobody jumps for him anymore and he's getting old. Yeah, he gave me a little off on that.
He gave you a little, he pushed you.
The hand that rocked the ECW.
Yeah, he pushed you straight into hell.
Damn.
Choke slammed him to hell. Damn. To hell.
It would be awesome if the ring just gave out at that second.
Oh, man.
Like, what, 7 years before it happened to Big Show?
It was a little while before, yeah, about 5 years.
Yeah.
Nice. That was the Brock Lesnar suplex. Superplex.
You know what?
Big Show.
Clutch just said, why does he have Jake the Snake mustache? That's the first thing I was going to say.
Oh, he
Jake the Snake plus 100 pounds in leather.
He's Jake the Snake on Retro Mutagen Ooze.
Yes. He's a big dude.
Big dude. Not much taller, but a lot bigger.
Certainly not Rude.
No, he's not. And when is the Legion of Rude coming out?
Dude, it's in the works. It is in the works. The Rude Warriors, the Legion of Dudes.
I can get you the plastic shoulder pads that they sold in the mid-90s.
What are you waiting for?
I was lying.
You'll get a production credit.
Dick.
Thanks. You're all over. Now, are you gonna modify your theme? Are you going to put the in the front or anything?
No. You know what you should do is record a really long fart from Steve.
We don't even need to record it. We just go through all the audio here and find one.
That's true. Dicks.
Yeah.
You're a dick. Hey, so today's Thursday.
Sure.
The 7th.
Sure.
You know, it's a really important day for many reasons.
Why?
Well, we'll start with what I think is the least important.
Okay.
Big Pun was killed.
What?
On February 7th of 2000.
Now, he was a big dude.
We're talking about big dudes.
He was a big dude.
We're talking five to six bills.
I was going to say 5 bills plus.
What, now, was he killed by a heart attack?
I believe it was gang-related violence.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going to...
By that, I mean all of his arteries gave up on him at once.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going from... Shakira to Big Pun. Oh, man.
His arteries ganged up on him. Drive-by heart attack.
Drive-by clog attack.
Now, it looks like from these pictures that he got progressively fatter.
He was pretty big when he was put away.
That's him right there.
Clutch says he dropped like 200 and died.
Yeah.
Which means you shouldn't lose weight. It will kill you.
Yeah. Jesus, he was
a big dude.
80 stands for like 80 stone.
Yes.
80,000 pounds.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
80 is the number of people used to carry his casket.
Yes. What do they do with people like that?
What the fuck?
Like, do they give them the Kamala?
Wheels.
Do they give them the Kamala casket? Kamala. Extra wide, extra long.
The Yokozuna casket?
Yeah.
I think they cut off a little excess to try to.
You think so? They just trim the sides?
Yeah.
Like chicken fat?
Yeah.
With a hacksaw?
Oh!
Everything has to do with wrestling.
USA.
Wow. He's a big dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Damn.
So also.
Damn, that's a small car.
No. That's a fucking Hummer.
But he makes it look like one of those, like, Toys R Us little kid cars.
Yeah.
So. Oh, shit.
My God.
He's a big fan motherfucker.
And he's dead.
And while we're on the subject of music.
Sure.
Yeah, he's about 5 years.
February 7th, 1964.
Love it.
The Beatles arrived in the United States.
They sure did.
2 days before the Ed Sullivan performance.
Pan Am brought him in. They had a fucking crowd waiting for him. Mm-hmm. And they rocked the States, baby.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Yeah. And then one's brain turned to soup and another one got shot.
That's right. And the other one turned into the fucking lady from Murder, She Wrote.
That's an interesting picture of Big Pun.
And then the other one was the conductor in Shining Time Station.
Yeah. I didn't
One banged a pirate.
Big Pun turned into Sophia Vergara.
Oh, look at it.
Is that chick that's on like everything now?
Dude, no, see, what happened amazing. Was the fat that they didn't bury with Big Pun went into those tits.
I guess so. Yeah.
All his extra fat.
Those can't be real, right?
They're real.
No. Totally.
Holy shit.
Do they go totally to her knees? How old is she, like 40?
Oh, she's in her 40s, yeah.
Who is that?
She has like an 18-year-old son.
Is she the one on like Modern Family and like the Diet Pepsi commercials?
Who is
she
that?
She does all kinds of shit.
Who is
she
it?
She has
what's
an
her
accent.
Name?
They're
Sophia
real?
Sophia Vergara, yeah.
And they're spectacular.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Oh, my God.
And she gets
she's no
hotter.
Ryan Reynolds, but I'd fuck.
She gets hotter as she gets older.
Is that possible?
Yeah. It's getting hotter. It's hotter.
Yeah, so the Beatles are overrated.
Oh, man.
Fuck the Beatles.
Sure, why not?
Do we have three?
That's
three,
Derek's
three
favorite band,
right
by
now?
The way.
I don't think it's his favorite
band. Hey, Derek.
Band.
I got a question, Derek.
I have a comment.
Actually, Derek, real quick.
Derek, comment? Derek?
You know, the whole scale gimmick with the hands here. Beatles in one hand, Primus in the other. Give me which one's
they're
which.
They're not comparable.
No, they're all, no. I mean, you're
they're
your
on two
music.
Completely different.
No. I'm talking
you're
about
comparing,
for your favorite.
You're comparing apples and feces. Primus is clearly the winner.
No, I'm talking about for your favorite, your personal choice.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about.
No, all right, let's put it this way. I've
they're not
you,
listening,
Derek. I've known you a long.
It doesn't matter.
I've known you a long fucking
whoa,
time.
Whoa, Kev.
I've known you a long fucking time, Derek.
Yeah.
And when I think Derek.
Dude,
I think
look
Primus.
At how lazy Steve is.
What?
Look at him.
You're fucking using your man titties to hold
your
fucking
you're
microphone.
He's
fucking
using the Bree Silva mic technique.
Yes.
And the fucking the right pee filter here. Is like sticking up like a fucking
a dickhead.
Yeah.
It is. All right, so.
Anyway, go back to what you're
saying. I've known Derek a long fucking time. All right.
Well,
and
when
I think Derek, I think Primus.
Yeah, sure.
The secondary, I think Beatles.
Okay.
So I need to know for me, what's your choice over one of the other?
How about this? If you're going to a deserted island.
See, that's what I was going to say. Deserted island.
You got to pick one or the other.
If I'm going to have
the
a
entire catalog, yeah.
I'd all have right. to go Beatles because wow. they're just it. There's a range.
It's a range. And the Primus is.
They don't have the range.
They don't have variety.
Okay. No. You're going to get raped by one band or the other.
Oh, man.
Well, there's only three people in Primus, so. Yeah.
And there's only two Beatles left, so what do you.
That's true.
That's true. Uh-huh.
And I doubt either one of them could probably get a hard on, so.
Wow.
I'll go with the Beatles. I'll
well,
go with Paul.
I think Paul
I'll go
get...
with Paul's flaccid cock.
Oh, man. I would say
flaccid
Paul can get it up still.
Cock. You think so?
Yeah. I'm,
now,
think
it... now, trick ooh. Question. Because Paul has his ex-wife's peg leg.
Yes.
He's surgically inserted into his penis.
Inserted.
Yes.
He just has all his foreskin stretched over the peg leg. All
right, so Derek.
He is British, so he's definitely, yeah. like Derek said, uncut.
Sure.
Now you just made another question for me.
Oh, oh boy.
Who would you have sex with?
Yeah, no. Basically. Yeah. You got Les Claypool, younger. He could probably still get a boner. Or Paul McCartney, who can't. Would you rather suck a big hard cock or chew on a flaccid little weenie?
I would like the more recent.
The fuck am I?
The more recent salt and pepperless Claypool and his flaccid weenie.
How's you're wrong? Answering this. You're gay.
I know.
Yeah, what are you fucking queer?
Probably. Who cares?
Probably.
Let's get some.
And, well, real quick. Lastly, February 7th.
Did you say real quick?
Yeah,
no,
did.
No, actually, he said Leslie.
1935. Monopoly is invented.
I love Monopoly.
Nice.
I do actually. Okay. I do. We could play later on after we get back from Sonic.
I want book Sonic right now.
I can't play Monopoly because I have, in fact,
release the Kraken.
And I'm feeling it.
Does that mean you shit yourself?
That means he makes bad business decisions.
All right. Yeah. So Matt's gonna go to Sonic with Kev and get a Sonic.
You guys are going to make out.
We're going to clean
Sonic
up.
Sonic boom.
We're going to clean up. And
I can sleep in the back seat if you want me to.
And we're going to set up Monopoly.
Yes. And we're going to pass out on a Monopoly board.
Dude, I'm just looking at Shakira right now. I don't give a shit about anything.
Well, let's
else.
Do some. It's getting late.
That's what it sounds like when I come on Shakira.
Okay. I'm just going to play this if you want to go ahead and go full screen.
Okay.
There is a drink
that just got pulled from store shelves in a local community.
You know what I'm saying?
The name is vulgar and suggestive, and as Rux Russell reports, people in that community are not happy that it's being sold right out there in the open.
Tits the beverage has been pulled
from
shelves.
What's in a name?
It doesn't fit in.
More than enough.
I think it's disgraceful.
Oh, do you?
Some people over the edge.
Pussy Fart the Drink has been taken off shelves.
We can't show you what it's called, but let's just say the new energy drink uses a slang term commonly associated with part of the female anatomy. The local neighborhood association led us to a store near Cross Timbers in Yale, where the cans were on display right next to the counter.
I don't want it out here.
I don't think that this is something that kids need to see.
Like the kids who attend school just down the road.
We don't want our area to go down
the way it did a few years ago when prostitutes often roam the streets.
I just found
since
the name of it.
Much of that activity has been cleared away.
It's Beaver
but
Pussy Cunt.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Beaver Pussy Cunt the drink.
I'll take two.
They began to worry that it could all come back again.
It's pretty much prostitution in a can.
Not according to the British
prostitution in a can,
who say their drink is an all-natural alternative to other drinks and insist the name is all in good fun.
Okay, I found the name.
No one here was laughing.
Yeah.
It's not something we want
it's,
in our neighborhood.
It's box clam labia.
Turns out none of that was necessary because we called the store's owner and told him about the complaints. He responded by promising to immediately stop selling the drink.
Okay, stop selling.
It has to be called Cunt Cola.
Most of them with names.
I actually know what it's called.
Don't stir the can. In Northwest Houston, Rux Russell, KHOU 11 News.
What the hell's the name of this stuff?
It's actually called Stinky Labia.
There is a drink that just
shut up.
I just Googled Cunt Cola, and the first response was, "My pussy tastes like Pepsi."
That's wow.
I kind of. It doesn't tell you what it's called.
You just ruined it. That whole bit.
I figured they would like at least allude to it.
Well, he said it is the.
Yeah, but that doesn't narrow it down
term
too much.
For a part of the female anatomy.
Yeah, well, it could be tits
could
or
be
a pussy.
Twat, cunt.
It's gonna be something like that.
Beaver.
So, are we looking this up? What are we
I'm
doing?
I'm trying to, but I don't even know what to look up.
Banned beaver fever. Energy drink.
Yeah.
Pussy energy.
Pussy. I don't even know.
Okay, so what is it, Houston?
Yeah.
We have a problem.
One death isn't enough? No. Long Island might ban sale of it? No.
No.
Chicago Councilman wants to ban. All right,
it's obviously a hoax.
The whole thing?
What?
Why?
What is it? What did you find? What did you
actually, got? Wait a minute. Hang on. What's the name of the town?
Houston.
Pussy. No, it is.
Is it?
New energy drink, Pussy.
I don't think...
Causes controversy.
I don't think Pussy...
It's a UK energy drink called Pussy. It's causing controversy with its name.
So
slogan.
Now it's...
Cunningly
it's,
delicious.
Now it's made its way here?
I guess so.
This is it right here.
It doesn't even seem like a... Like, it's not even, like, clever or anything.
Well, that brings me back to the cocaine cola they had a few years ago. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's not clever. It's not creative. Mm. You shouldn't do it.
Pussydrinks.com. It's their website.
Not for use with actual pussies.
Do you guys think this tastes like pussy?
The drink's pure. It's your mind that's the problem.
Sure it is.
Oh.
Sure it is.
100% natural
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, this is definitely it. I mean, we can put it up here.
Yeah, I got it too.
Yeah.
Is that the actual website?
Pussydrinks.com. This is it here. Oh, look, they have the Pussymobile.
Oh, wow. Hey, is there a way to contact them for a free sample?
Is that like the Twatmobile?
Yeah, we just plug them. Can we get some?
Oh, it's available at the Tesco.
Oh.
Is there a way to contact them?
Yeah, can we get some pussy?
Contact.
Get it?
Yes.
Let's send them that email because they've never gotten it before.
No, do it. I dare you to do
how
it.
How can I get me some pussy?
Please.
Yeah. Where can I get some pussy?
I need copious amounts of pussy
no,
right now.
Contact them, Derek, and say
seriously.
That we're a podcast and
your
we want
name.
To, stop, we want to
sample.
Try this.
Do it right now.
They're getting so much press right now. I'm sure a podcast from New Jersey is the last
it?
Person
just,
that they're
just
going
do
to.
It.
Just do it.
I'll do it after the show. I've seen her fill out a form.
Right here.
Tell AKA, do it after the show means
tell
hopefully
your name
everybody
is,
forgets.
Interesting.
Tell them your name is Derek Sheboygan.
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 Walla Walla, Washington.
Yeah.
All right. My name.
Worst case scenario,
Derek.
You're going to give.
Hugh Hefner drinks
aristocrats.
Pussy.
No, Derek, Bring this up on the main screen so the viewers can see.
Well, no, because I don't want to put my, I'm going to put in my email here. They're more subject.
It's private email.
We want some pussy. Can you please send us some pussy so that we
some
can
pussy.
Drink it? We are a podcast and we like pussy. Please respond immediately.
Are you trying to sound like Bane on purpose?
Bane.
Can you just blind CC me in that?
Sure.
Thanks.
I'll take a CC also.
You can use his work email, Derek.
Yes.
Oh. Which I still have.
Derek at aristocratsradio.com.
Wait, Kev, you have a work email at?
Yeah. I'm official, bro. I got a desk. It's
a
fucking
desk.
Crazy.
He has a computer. A
there,
printer,
I sent it.
Awesome.
Hugh Hefner and the Blonde Whores, they drink pussy.
Sure.
Kelly Osbourne and some fat broads, they drink pussy.
Damn.
I hear that black people don't like pussy.
Oh, that's actually very
true. Because you can't fry it.
And from what I understand, black chicks don't like to give head.
They don't like to, but they fucking do it.
They don't like sucking dick.
Too bad.
Wow.
Go on.
It's too bad.
It's essential.
Tough
it really
shit.
Is.
I got boned by a black girl once.
Oh, Jesus.
No, you didn't.
Didn't even cost me more than like $20.
Damn.
Pretty cheap.
I do need a blowjob or a fucking from a black chick.
You know what, Steve?
I
you got to fucking stop.
Well,
yeah,
stop
Steve,
what?
You're not okay.
Stop what? That's one of my bucket list gimmicks.
Bucket list.
Blown by a black chick.
I want to know. I want to have sex with a black chick before I die, but obviously that's not going to happen.
It's one of Derek's buckethead gimmicks.
Buckethead?
Buckethead ruled.
Large-breasted women.
Yes.
Are
seriously,
say no more.
Seriously, look. When I think Derek, I think Primus. When I think Matt, I think large breasts.
Yes.
Large breasts, the
when
band.
I think Steve, I think of your gut hanging out on camera. Pull that shit down. No one can see your belly button.
Well, at least it's tan.
It is tan.
Large-breasted women are so discriminated against in North Korea, they try to shrink or hide their boobs.
There's no large-breasted women in North Korea.
In order to boost their social standing, according to the South Korean Daily.
All Asians care about is bigger breasts.
Well, not in North Korea, they don't.
Wow.
Commies.
Hmm.
The bigger your breast, the more likely you're to be considered a slut.
Okay.
The women reportedly said.
That's fine.
Wonderful.
Sure.
A strut. Big bless.
Because you're seen as strutting your stuff. As if morality determines that development. Sure.
Can we get some pictures of large Korean breasts?
They top off at a B cup.
Actually, you know what, Derek? Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a Korean tit.
I'll take a look.
I'm not like here to like show you your first everything. Okay, there's some things you just have to explore on yourself.
We're just gonna have to bank on this girl being Korean here. I mean, I searched for it.
Wow,
but,
just nothing naked because
nah,
we do put this on YouTube.
Those are nice.
That's not doesn't count.
Doesn't count. She actually looks photoshopped.
Those are some fun bags.
Like, it looks like they just like drew that cleavage on her. She's very svelte.
No. That's real,
I don't know if she's actually Korean, though. So,
yeah. That's a real... The only photoshopping is her slanted-ass eyes.
Wow.
Wow.
Dude, that's racist.
I'm not racist, right? I'm like Derek.
It's a fucking horrible show.
Oh.
What?
What?
Show's
did I say that out loud?
It was like the best Sunday in 3-4 weeks.
It's not Sunday. It's Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. It's neither.
I know.
I hate crackers and I love it.
Oh, God.
Saturday night, February 9th, Keyport, New Jersey.
I'll be there.
Joseph School. Tickets are $20.
Come sit with me because I'll probably be alone.
Sit with Derek.
Are you going to
I'll be at the Two Rude Dudes merch booth.
Yes.
Our manager for the night has reported that her knee socks came in the mail.
Oh.
Checkered knee socks.
Yeah.
Cute.
Who's your manager for the night?
Crazy Daisy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know her father.
She's pregnant.
Is she?
She is.
Yep.
Again.
That makes me uncomfortable.
She still work at a
don't
local
worry, I'll still knock her
restaurant?
Out.
By the way, you just said again reminded me of Chris Jericho.
Again.
Is she like very pregnant? Like sticking out, showing?
I don't know. I've just seen her writing about it on Facebook.
She just started talking about it now. So like,
so it probably happened
probably
last
a couple
night.
Months.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
there's a hand sticking out already.
So you think this girl's crazy?
She'll be ready by Saturday.
How awesome would it be if she gave birth in the ring?
How awesome would it be to just have like a wicked pregnant chick on a wrestling show?
Yes. Wow. Oh my God.
Wicked pregnant.
What trash you would be.
How wicked would it be if you dropped an elbow, it blasts out, hit the ropes, ducks your clothesline.
Hit the ropes. The umbilical cord becomes the fourth rope.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if this girl's Korean or not. She does not look Korean.
She looks something.
Those are not white. She looks Filipino.
She could be.
She's definitely not white.
Yeah, those are definitely big breasts.
You could suffocate in my window.
Now, Matt, would you prefer nice Nordic white tits or Nordic MSG white. Korean weird tits?
MSG.
Madison Square Garden.
Wow. No, I'd go for the Nordic first.
Really?
Yeah. Nordic thunder tits.
Thunder.
Nordic thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
I'll take a break. So you just like take your shirt off and it's like, wow, those are some Nordic tits.
Some fucking thunder, fucking Thor tits.
Those are fucking Thor bugles.
By the hammer of Thor.
I'll take the Korean jubilees.
A Fort Hood soldier has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter, saying he shot his friend accidentally.
He was a lucky hoe.
Well, what do you think he was doing? He shot his friend accidentally. Big oopsie.
No, that's not.
What do you think he was trying to do for his friend?
I think his buddy had an itch.
Yeah.
And he was using the end of his gun to get it for him.
That's a very good
guess. Hey, my back. Can you just help me out here? And the guy didn't want to get out of his bed, so he's like, all right.
I actually know somebody that was friends with a black kid and then shot him.
You know someone who was friends with a black kid?
Yeah. And then he shot him in the ankle with a fucking BB gun.
Wow. I'm going to say he was showing him how to clean his gun and the other guy didn't know it was loaded.
Also a good guess. Steve, do you have a legitimate guess or are you just going to be racist?
Just ask me the question one more time.
A guy pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter because he shot his friend accidentally while trying to do what?
Remove a fly off his back.
That's a very good guess, too. No. He was trying to scare away his hiccups.
Wow.
He is getting 3.5 years in a military
prison.
What
an idiot.
He was also busted to private, whatever that means, and will receive a bad conduct
private
discharge.
Private means he was demoted to a lower
What they
rank.
Don't tell you is that the way he tried to scare him was he jumped up with a pillowcase over his head and went, I'm going to get you, and then his gun fell and shot him.
Oh. Okay, here we go. This girl, by the way, definitely Korean.
All right.
She's definitely got some going on.
That's lovely.
It's photoshopped.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to picture that her thumb is going in there right after that.
So a man is dead.
Well, he died.
Oh. Whoops.
Not only a man, but a soldier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died valiantly protecting our country.
By trying not to hiccup.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
You know what's weird is like you could be sitting there one moment and the worst problem you have in your life is hiccups and then you're dead.
Yeah.
Fucking hiccups.
And then your friend shoots
anymore.
You in the back.
He's like, boom, bang. Yeah.
You hold your breath and swallow really hard. Or just put this gun ready.
I'll just shoot you. There is... Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I forgot to do this. Oh. There's a baker in Oregon. Or Oregon.
Argon?
Argon. He's the subject of a state investigation after he refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple.
Mm-hmm. So you want to make a gay cake? What's the big deal?
We don't do gay cakes. I'm sorry. Did Sweet Cakes owner Aaron Klein violate the law when he told the couple that he couldn't sell them a cake because they were abominations to the Lord?
Okay. He owns the business. He has the right to deny anyone.
For any reason.
Yeah.
Mainly for being black.
Well.
They're not black. They're gay. It's worse.
If he wants to risk
There's nothing wrong with being gay, faggot.
If he wants to risk his
There's nothing
business.
Wrong with being gay unless you're black.
I think the shit stuck in the foreskin is a plenty bad reason not to be gay.
It's very easy to clean out. I've done it several times to my
There's nothing wrong with being gay unless you're black.
That's a problem.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Derek. You're lefty.
Wow.
Okay.
He's leftover.
Did you just say okay?
Did you say Jew?
Yeah.
Can someone please post that?
So basically, there's an uproar about this because this guy apparently does not have the right to feel that way.
Well, the thing was that they wanted a wedding cake that was a dick going into an anus. And he just didn't have enough flesh-colored fondant.
Like a pussy.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Like a pussy-shaped butthole.
Pussy-shaped butthole.
Oh, my God.
Right. That will sound like butter.
Well, hey, guys.
Pussy-shaped butthole.
I'm the governor of Minnesota. We get it.
Nice bit.
They requested a cake that looked like a turd covered in jizz.
Oh,
so
shit.
That's why I said
ew.
No.
Ew. Imagine that.
Turd
ew.
Covered in jizz.
Is that Shakira, man?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get all this gay.
Just pretend it's a chocolate starfish with some seafoam on it.
Chocolate starfish.
That's all.
Seafoam. Ew. Frothy.
Pretty nasty.
There's not enough hair on these butt cheeks you made on the cake.
Frothy snot bombs.
I don't know if I should talk about this, but I do have a
gay cake.
I have a suggestion for this couple. They can go to, and I'm going to advertise, Sugar Rush in Red Bank, which is run by an openly gay couple.
Wow.
Yeah. Go there. They'll do it.
You hang out there a lot?
No, but I hear a lot of stories about them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it. But that's my suggestion.
Just jacking each other off in cupcakes.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew.
They do like to exploit Hurricane Sandy. I'll say that. That's right on their Facebook page. Anybody can go there and see that.
A what?
Exploit?
Yeah.
How so?
Like utilizing Sandy to advertise that they're giving free stuff away to Sandy victims. Every chance they get.
Don't have a home? Come buy a cupcake.
Well, they did complain that
did
they
did. Did you just say homo?
Don't have a homo?
Do you have a dick in your ear?
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you say
if
rear?
If you're gay and you need a gay cake done, go to Sugar Rush. I'm giving them business.
I'm giving them the business.
Right on.
Wow.
Derek, you're going to Sonic with us, you fat pig.
I'm going fucking nowhere.
Oh.
You're
going
fat
straight
pig.
To bed.
No, you're going to Sonic and then yesterday.
It's Saturday night.
Yep.
It's only not even 9:30.
Yeah, guys, let's go to a discotheque and meet some girls.
Discotheque! Hey!
Biblioteca?
So gay cakes, huh?
Yeah. So,
biblioteque.
We want two grooms on the top, but they both have to have boners.
Parley roulette.
Can you just put two big cocks up the top? With cum coming out of them?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Bit, oh, that is it!
And I want a little bit of nut cream cheese on my face.
Ooh. We don't need statues on the top. We brought these dildos with bow ties on them.
Oh, my God.
I want them to be edible.
Oh, well, that is... Sing of the
day. I want my butt to eat them.
Sure.
Oh, man.
You make dildo cakes for butts?
Stop it.
I want to ingest them in my butt. I want to ingest.
See, what we want to do is we want to eat the cake with our butts.
And then they can
I'm
go,
not doing that. That's it.
And I want them to go
call
opposite.
The news.
I want it to go ingest in my butt and then shit my out my mouth.
Yes.
I'm going to put the first slice up my butt, and then I'm going to poop it into my lover's mouth.
And I'm going to wipe it with my tongue.
Why won't you do this for us? You're so horrible.
I just want to be gay.
Can't we just be accepted with our butt cakes?
Do you guys make butt cakes?
Did you guys ever hear of Fudgy the Whale?
He's a black guy with a big cock.
Okay, I need a wedding cake. Have you ever heard of Fudgy the... I'm not doing it. Oh, hang on.
Did you guys
hear me out.
Let me tweet this.
Did you ever hear of Fudgy the sperm burping semen demon?
Hear me out. Fudgy the sperm whale.
We need a...
Hear me out.
We need a packed Fudgy the whale.
And I want the
fudge packer the way.
And I want the first three rows of guests to be in the splash zone.
It's going to look like a fucking Gallagher concert when we're done with this cake.
Everyone's going home with or without facials.
I just saw the picture that Matt has up on the video. Big gay owl. Big gay owl, a blue Teletubby, and a gay sailor.
Are they all doing the bushwhacker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely whacking.
Whacking.
Wow, that is the gayest thing ever.
It's very gay.
The fucking sailor hat.
I'd rather see a dude fucking dude in the ass because of that picture. Besides that gif.
Oh, man.
GF. Yes.
Yeah. I gotta bring it back.
Whoa!
Hey, has WWE ever had any openly gay wrestlers?
Yeah, Canyon, and he killed himself. All right, next story.
Goldust.
Orlando Bloom.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. No.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Orlando Bloom. Well, no, he wasn't openly gay in WWE, though.
Orlando Jordan.
It was still TNA that he started shooting lotion on himself.
Now, Goldust's character wasn't openly gay.
But he did try to fuck Razor Ramon.
He did.
Twice.
Big time.
It was
to a point where he didn't want to wrestle him.
It was
twice.
That deep of a gimmick.
Yeah.
That, yeah. This is really interesting.
What?
It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott, character. Hear me out. It's Dusty Rhodes' son.
All right, Scott, I got
He's
an idea for you.
He's dressed up in drag.
You.
He has a wig. He wants to fuck you. And your guys are going to wrestle for the IC championship.
Do that again as Pat Patterson.
The governor of Minnesota.
I'll talk about
Bloody lovely, fuck your asshole. All
right, Derek, are you ready to go to Sonic with us?
Can
Stop
we just
being
end,
a fucking faggot. You're only 32.
This. Only?
Yeah. You act like you're
Wait,
60.
You're 32?
Yeah.
Man, that's way past your prime.
No shit.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Why?
It's fucking 9:30.
Can you call Sonic and make sure they're open? Actually, is Clutch still in?
Whoa.
Is Clutch still with us?
Huh? He's still in the thing.
Can he please answer us what time Sonic closes?
Anybody who tunes in right now is hearing us talk about Sonic. We got the Bushwhacker theme playing. And there's a cake with two men.
We'll see you on YouTube. But yes, we will see you Sunday live from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
CWERadio.com. We record live. So if you download the show, come check us out live. Go in the chat room. You can chat with us. We'll read your comments. We'll read them on the air. We'll do whatever the fuck you want.
Facebook.com/AristocratsRadio.
That's right.
We broke 350.
That's right. On the Twitter, @TheAristocrats_. YouTube.com/AristocratsRadio.
It's all there for your pretty little eyes.
We'll see you later. I got a piece of
bye bye.
I can't wait to have Sonic.
Karma with his wee beady eye and that smug look on his face. Ah!